work was I don't know if I've seen someone with the drive and passion to make it in the industry like I've seen with you.
And you know, John Alcorn, this guy, nobody works harder. This guy is a future superstar in the media business.
Keep up the good work, man. I like your style.
But you didn't listen. None of this would have happened if you had just listened to me.
If you even cared, you'd actually be here.
Welcome, folks, to Season 2, Episode 15 of The John Alcorn Show. We got a lot of great NFL division around football. A lot of games happening today. Maybe arguably the two biggest games coming in tomorrow, but we will discuss all of that here and any other NFL news that comes on during the program for the next 20, 30 minutes. We will break that news to y'all. First game we have here today is at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Tennessee Titans. The biggest issue I have, a really concern or question, is obviously with a few of them, I can take away my bias. Is the Cincinnati Bengals defense. Are they going to be able to limit Derrick Henry in the red zone? They gave up 30 plus red zone touchdowns this year. The Bengals defense almost averaged, they gave away 22.5 points per game on defense. So in this game, you're going to have to limit A.J. Brown if he's healthy. You're going to have to limit Derrick Henry. He cannot get to 100 yards. And that's what we talked about a Tennessee and Ravens game years ago. You got to stop Eddie George from getting 100 yards, and that's what Ray Lewis and that defense did. And that's what this Bengals defense is going to have to do today. This is the biggest game of the franchise's career since Mike Brown has become the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals. When you look at it from the defensive perspective, for the Bengals, right, you got Trey Henderson, Trey Ways. Other than that, I'm just not too sure how they're going to be able to do this. So this type of game, we know, between the Bengals and the Tennessee Titans, is going to be a shootout. 300 to 400-plus yard games today for Joe Burrow, and hopefully 250-plus for Ryan Tannehill. If you look at it now from the offensive perspective, because we talked about from the defensive side, Trey Ways, let's see if they can limit Derrick Henry in the red zone. For the offense for the Bengals, Ryan Tannehill is not going to out-throw or outplay Joe Burrow in this game. We can talk about how great A.J. Brown is. We can talk about the veteran presence of Julio Jones. It is Ja'Marr Chase. Is how great our A.J. Brown and Julio Jones are. They are not the deep threat that Ja'Marr Chase is. They are not the speedster that Ja'Marr Chase is. Joe Mixon in his Pro Bowl year, obviously running-wise, is going to be Tennessee, which could really help with Tennessee's time of possession. But I think what Bengals are going to have to do, it's obviously one big thing here, especially for the Bengals offense. You cannot and will not and should not settle for field goals in this game. Because if you can limit Derrick Henry in the red zone, and on second, third, and fourth down, like fourth and one or fourth and two, then the offense can just pick that up for what the defense is doing on the defensive momentum, and the offense just pick that up, and Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Mixon, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins can outplay Ryan Tannehill. I know we can talk about Ryan Tannehill did resurrecting his career, but we're talking about this game right here, this divisional round game, Bengals' first playoff win this past weekend against the Las Vegas Raiders. Arguably the biggest game of your career. Joe Burrow or Ja'Marr Chase? Joe Burrow or Ryan Tannehill? It's not because I'm not talking because he's a newer quarterback or he's younger, he's his second year in the league, first year officially starting all 17, 18-week games. Joe Burrow is the better quarterback in this game. And Tennessee knows with their offense, you're not going to outpass Joe Burrow. How are you going to stop the deep threat? So that's their bread and butter, which is number three, Derrick Henry. So I am concerned for the Bengals defense in this game, but I think if you allow Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase to get early connections early on in this game, it could be interesting. Can the offense, or aka the Bengals defense, match the momentum of what the Bengals offense is doing, knowing that Joe Burrow is without a doubt, right now in the NFL, Joe Burrow, without a doubt right now, is a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill. Not just more interesting, better thrower, more accurate, completed 70% of his passes this season, obviously with the issues of the offensive line. Could have thrown for almost 5,000 yards, almost 33-plus touchdowns this season. So phenomenal year, Joe Burrow or Ryan Tannehill. I'm picking Joe Burrow in this game. I think Tennessee, though, while the Bengals have had a phenomenal season, there is more pressure for the Tennessee Titans to win this game. You go to 2020 or 2021 season. Oh, or 2019-2020 season. Sorry. Ryan Tannehill, they go to the playoffs. Okay, you lose in the AFC Championship game. You come back again. You lose in the wild card or divisional round playoffs. Yet, and lose in the playoffs in a big moment yet again. So now, since Derrick Henry is going to be 100%, I just really kind of question this Tennessee offense of what they're really going to do in this game. Because once, if you do limit Derrick Henry in the red zone, Tennessee really has nothing. Ryan Tannehill will not be able to put the team on his back. But I do pick the Bengals to win today by 3 to 4 points. But it's going to be a close one, folks. It is going to be an offensive shootout. Speaking of something on defense, we have the NFC Division Around game. The San Francisco 49ers facing off against the Green Bay Packers. I know I talked about, I believe it was on No BSM Night with Trevor and Isaiah on the MI6 Sports Network. I trust the defense. I trust the interior defensive line of the San Francisco 49ers over the Packers defensive line. Yes, the Packers defense got better. Are they better than Armstead? Are they better than Bosa? Are they better than any of these other – are they better than Fred Warner? Are they better than any of these guys? No, they're not. What the San Francisco 49ers defense is going to have to do, it's a hard thing, but if you want to win games, especially beat the Packers in the playoffs yet again, if history could change, been a couple of years, I get the argument. You're going to have to force, number one, keep Aaron Rodgers in the pocket, force him to make those pressure throws in the pocket. Because three, if you let him out of the pocket, that's where his bread and butter is. Aaron Rodgers goes out of the pocket, slings it downfield to Devontae Adams or Aaron Jones, and it's a big play, if not a touchdown. If you can limit the amount of times, if the San Francisco 49ers defense can limit the times consistently that Aaron Rodgers gets out of the pocket, that favors the San Francisco 49ers win this game. Because if defense can do that, limiting Aaron Rodgers out of the pocket, it puts less pressure on Jimmy Garoppolo, because you know Jimmy Garoppolo, all they need him to do as their quarterback for right now in this game is to be a game manager. So as long as he can consistently game manage, so Debo Samuel needs to get involved in the running attack. You got Debo, Jimmy G being a game manager. You also got, of course, George Kittle, one of the best tight ends in the NFL. That could be great as an offense, but can the offense really match what the Packers offense can do with Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, all of those guys? They don't have to if the San Francisco 49ers defense can limit – keyword – if the San Francisco 49ers defense can limit the Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers getting out of the pocket, forcing them to make those pressure throws in the pocket and not getting out of the pocket, throwing it downfield, then the Aaron Rodgers and the offense numbers aren't going to be that great. Therefore, Jimmy G puts in less pressure to perform higher in terms of the passing numbers. In my preview, I pray the San Francisco 49ers to beat the Green Bay Packers in this football game. But again, San Francisco 49ers defense, limit the times that Aaron Rodgers gets out of the pocket. That can help Jimmy G in this offense. Therefore, they don't need to outperform because the defense does the job for them to win this game. I picked the Niners to beat the Green Bay Packers tonight at 7:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. We got two big games to cover, and they will be right out of here. Thank you all so much for the support of the John Offorn Show. Rams, Bucks. Oh, wow. It's either going to be the Bills and Chiefs game or the Bucks and Rams game. It has to be the game of the year. Not the Super Bowl. I think when you look at this, last week was a stepping stone, was they put Matthew Stafford on the map. But this is a statement game for two people for the Los Angeles Rams, Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. You have all the weapons. Look at what Odell did last week. Odell played phenomenal. Looked like a phenomenal receiver. You have Kevin Stefanski on the going, oh my goodness, what did we do? I'm not picking the Rams to win this game. You can't go against Tom Brady. I don't know what people understand. Oh, no twists and words. There's not these many weapons on defense or offense. Haven't we heard that sometimes before? Oh, Tom Brady doesn't have this weapon, or Tom Brady doesn't have this weapon on offense or defense, running back, receiver, tight, whatever the position is that they're lacking. They are still led by quarterback Tom Brady. I expect Matthew Stafford to put impressive numbers in this game. But going back to when they actually played each other, I believe earlier this season, maybe folks, just a moment, they played. The Rams beat the Bucs 34-24. And what did they do? Obviously, despite, well, Tom Brady played phenomenal. What they were able to do is limit the running game. Leonard Fournette, Ronald Jones were not a factor. So if the Rams expect to somehow have a better chance to compete in this game and potentially win, even though I don't pick them beating Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to go to the NFC Championship game, you have to limit the running game in Tampa Bay. Once you limit the running game in Tampa Bay, then you have to force Tom Brady to go to Scott and Miller. You have to go to Johnson, maybe another one or two receivers, Rob Gronkowski. Even if you limit the running game of the Rams or of the Bucs offense, the Bucs defense still has to worry about Rob Gronkowski, Scotty Miller, Johnson. I believe you have another receiver there that was gone 2 years ago. Now he's back. So at some point, even if you limit one part of the Bucs offense with Tom Brady, the Tom Brady led offense, you still have another part you have to worry about. The Rams have Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, in a phenomenal defensive line. But if that defensive line cannot stop the running game and limit Rob Gronkowski on third and fourth down, I will say this again. If the Rams defense cannot limit the Bucs running attack, number one, and if the Rams defense, number two, cannot limit Rob Gronkowski on third and fourth down, they don't have a chance to win this football game. It's the same thing with the Chiefs. Third and fourth and short, maybe second and short. Who is Patrick Mahomes going to go to? Travis Kelce. Most likely he's going to be single covered. Three. The Rams defense cannot leave Rob Gronkowski on third and fourth and short single covered. You cannot allow Rob Gronkowski to be single covered, whether you do or don't stop the running attack of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense. I do bet the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win this football game by a couple of points, but you see, it could be a shootout. The question is, can the Bucs running attack be stopped? Are they going to single coverage Rob Gronkowski on third and fourth down, third and short? Who knows? We'll find out. But I bet the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win this game and Tom Brady to go to his second straight NFC Championship game. Arguably, going back to the AFC folks before we end the show, arguably the game of the week, career game, Josh Allen, zero star recruit out of high school. Mahomes looking to go to his third straight Super Bowl, win his second 2 out of 3 in the next 2 or 3 weeks, potentially, depending on the outcome of this game. My biggest concern, I'll talk about the Bills side, then I'll talk about the Chiefs side, then I'll talk about who I think is going to win this game. My biggest issue for Buffalo coming into the playoffs was their running game. They haven't been able to develop that all year. Even going back to Josh Allen's second year, even last year, it was very limited with Zach Moss. With his injury, you really didn't see Devin Singletary develop as a running back. Those questions were answered last weekend against Las Vegas. This week, though, you have a defense in the Kansas City Chiefs pool. They're really not that great. They have some great hot elite moments where they're hot and they hit, nobody can stop them, but that's they don't do that consistently. They're not a defense like Buffalo is, or excuse me, other teams are. And so in this game, I really am more satisfied and not as concerned about the Buffalo Bills and their running attack. With that being said, Josh Allen, don't expect the Bills offense to have that type of game that they did against the Patriots, because now you're playing Mahomes. You're playing the Kansas City Chiefs. You Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, all those guys. The same thing is said about Rob Gronkowski with the Bucs. The Bills defense cannot allow Travis Kelce on third and fourth and short to be single covered. If you can't cover Travis Kelce on third and fourth down, third and short, fourth and short, they don't really have a chance in this game. Running attack, it's up and down. This was a recipe in that Super Bowl last year when Tampa Bay beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Force Mahomes to stay in the pocket. That's what a lot of teams have struggled to be able to do all year long. Mahomes tried to be a gunslinger. Sometimes he realizes now, Mahomes finally realizes, I don't have to be a gunslinger on every single play. But the Buffalo Bills can force Patrick Mahomes in this entire game, if not most of it, to stay in the pocket, to force those last minute or last second throws. That gives the offense a better chance to play better. Defense plays better. They live in Mahomes' pocket, and they win this game. I pick Buffalo Bills to win this football game. But talk about from the Kansas City Chiefs side, though. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce have to at least get 5-6-plus catches. It's not an option because you know most defenses are going to single cover Travis Kelce second, third, fourth, and short. So no, if it's third and two, fourth and one, third and five, you know most of the time unless you got Michael Hyde or Tre'Davious White covered him, Travis Kelce, that's an easy first down. But Mahomes can continue those gunslinger type of plays down the field, deep ball to Tyreek, middle play to Travis Kelce, get their running attack up and down going. This could be a very interesting game. But in my opinion, I still pick the Buffalo Bills to win this football game. Again, folks, I pick the Buffalo Bills to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I pick the Los Angeles Rams to unfortunately lose against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I also pick the Titans to lose, of course, against my Cincinnati Bengals. And the final one, I pray the San Francisco 49ers to win this football game. Limit Aaron Rodgers, force him to stay in the pocket, make those last second throws. It frees up the offense. It gives the offense less pressure. Well, folks, I want to thank you all so much for watching this program today. 15 to 20 minutes reacting to the NFL divisional round games. But, folks, without further ado, let's go into today's or this morning's, wherever you are, or this afternoon's final thoughts. I love talking football, NFL division round, NFL playoffs. It is a great time of year. A lot of things coming soon that we will announce at a later date. But truly, thank you all so much for the support. We are getting closer and closer to 1,000 plays. We're getting closer and closer to the 100K special for the John Alford Show. And also the John Alford Show 2-year special is coming up here in a couple of weeks on the anniversary date. Again, as always, thank you all so much for the support on the content. I will see y'all soon. God bless. And you know what? Enjoy some football. Enjoy a root beer. Have a good one. And bye-bye.
I don't know if I've seen someone with the drive and passion to make it in the industry like I've seen with you. And you know,
John Alford, this guy, nobody works harder. This guy is a future superstar in the media business.
Keep up the good work, man. I like your style.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
But you didn't listen. None of this would have happened if you had just listened to me.
If you even cared, you'd actually be here.